my friend, my pastor, Pastor Nicholas Edumaru, all the way from Bath, LCCG, Christ Assembly. Can we make him feel welcome to the presence of God?
Someone begin to thank him. Someone begin to worship him. Someone begin to honor him. Something is about to happen. Your next in line, worship him. Just tell him how wonderful he is. Yeah! Hey! Someone just praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Give him a wiper. Give him a wiper. Just raise your two hands and give him a wiper. He is worthy. There is none like you. Alpha and Omega. Echetobia Sike. Dike Nala. Onye Dikagi. Mkume Biebi. Timwa Yisimbe. Atenere Kariye. Talota Bire. Tanika Fiyowe. Taloleba Odoba. Ezendeze. Wisdom come to you. Alpha and Omega. Ancient of Days. The rose of the Sharon, the balm of the Gilead, I am that I am, unchangeable changer, wonder walking God, the King of glory, I am that I am, blessed Redeemer, we bow before you, we give you all the glory, I am your way. Yes, Lord, that chain is broken. 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 I see liberty. I see freedom. I see victory. I see deliverance. It's a new day.
Have your way, O Lord. Blessed be your name. 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 We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. Thank you, Pastor David, and your lovely wife. Thank you so much for the invite. I humbly appreciate you. And every member of this ministry, God bless you. I will speak for 15 minutes. I will teach for 15 minutes. I will speak for 15 minutes. And I'll pray with my last 15 minutes. But I want to say something whilst you're entering a new glory. My father said, I should say to you, sir, he's sending you men. Amen. You've been crying for men, that God send me men. He said, I'm sending you men. Amen. The men that will hold your hands on high. My daddy said, this place is the headquarter of praise. Amen. He said, when you praise me here, he said, things turn around. Amen. Man, while we were worshiping, if choir you will help me, there's one only thing I don't know how to do. I don't know how to sing. But man, this is the song the Lord put in my heart for you. I bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not all that you've required. That's what a song, the word the Lord gave me for you. And it says, a new glory he wants to put in you to fulfill purpose and destiny and carry out the ordained works. He said, I will wipe away your fears and tears forever and ever. My daddy said to me to say to you, He said the shame of your youth you will carry no more. I don't know you, but when I see you singing, I saw a new jacket on you. It was a jacket of a covering of his glory. My father said, within quite a short time, answers have come already. Young man, my father, sir, should say to you, he said, if you will completely lose it all for my sake, he said, I'll raise you to a season that will never be forgotten. He said, don't argue with me anymore. He said, just obey. He said, I'm taking you to the place where I will, by my own hands, decorate you. Mommy, my father, sir, should say to you, thank you, Father. He said, when you lose one, you lose two, you lose three. And he said, I should say to you, is there anything I cannot restore? He said, all you have lost, count it as a glory. He said, if you can lay all that you have lost, you've been cheated, you've been diverted, people have taken advantage of you. He said, but watch me restore you. He said, do not let that which you have lost to cost you the kingdom. He said, let me restore you. He said, lay it before me. Male kabosh andayada. Young lady, can you lay your hands on my hands, please? There is nothing too difficult for our Father. At a point in time, I declare victory and favor, completion, excellency, restoration. You will not labor in vain. Why have you been crying? My daddy said, I should say to you, why have you been crying? He said, the tears of many days, come with me there. He said, the tears of many days, I'm about to wipe away. The season to dance a new dance has come. The season to take a new step has come. Nothing you do that people find it okay. Everything they put a complaint to it. He said, but to this morning, I put a stop to that in the name of Jesus. Every power, whenever you do one thing that is wrong, it gets magnified. He said, today I put a stop to you, foul spirit, and I speak favor to you in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. Hello, young man, how are you? You're a strong man, you love the Lord. My daddy said, I should say to you, continue. Presently, people are laughing at you. But my father said, you will laugh last. People say, you are making a mistake. They even say to you, there is no God. But God said, I should say to you, hold on to me. God bless you. Heaven will carry you all the days of your life. The Lord will visit you. He will decorate you. He will make his grace shine upon you. That is a star child. Peace like a river to all that concerns you. My daddy said, faithfulness is the word he has assigned to you. He said, remain in it. He said, faithfulness is the word I have assigned to you. He said, remain in it. Because I, your God, I am a faithful God. I'm also a jealous God. He said, the word is faithfulness. He said, remain in it. He remain in it. He said, it pays to be faithful. He said, remain in it. Abide in it. And that faithfulness is everything. And that faithfulness is the glory. And that faithfulness is the mercy. And that faithfulness is love and joy. And that faithfulness is my hands. And that faithfulness is my presence. Remain in my faithfulness. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. My daddy Sasha said to you, your laugh will be louder.
It's all about you.
He said, your laugh will be louder. And Sasha said to you, the children the Lord has given to me, they are for signs and for wonders. Peace to the work of your hands. Peace to the work of your hands. Peace to the work of your hands. Wisdom to invest wisely. Receive in the name of Jesus.
It's all about you.
Make by da da da.
It's all about you.
God bless you.
Jesus.
I will celebrate with you. In the name of Jesus. Can we appreciate our choir? Can we appreciate her? You can do better than that. This is the best choir in the whole of Wales. I see a more bonding in the choir, a more unity in you, in the name of Jesus. Let's bow down our head as we pray. May we be seated, please. Wonder working God, I thank you for your loving Father. I give you all the glory. I appreciate you. Father, I ask that you speak to my heart. Let me hear you through the eyes of the Spirit. And Father, your children and this ministry will not remain the same.
Amen.
Daddy, I hear the sound of abundance.
Amen.
So it shall be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 When Pastor, I'll tell you something. You know, when we met the year before this, before we met in Cardiff, remember the year before where it was I, you, and one brother that was in the room praying. And I want to share a testimony of something that happened in that room. You raised a prayer and you were praying about mental dryness or something like that. I was doing my MBA. And at that point in time, I was blank out. You know, when you just don't know what to write, you just don't know how to write, you just got blanked out. And when you said that prayer, my spirit rejuvenated. And yesterday was my graduation for the first phase. So it was quite interesting that yesterday was the graduation for the first phase. The second phase is starting in March, which is just writing the dissertation. And I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for you. Thank you so much. You have a pastor that can see, a pastor that is blessed, and the wife. Can you appreciate your pastor? Your pastor came here and said the title of my message. I didn't tell him what I was supposed to minister, and he didn't tell me. He just came here and he said the title of my message. And I thank you for saying it. At least everybody knows it now. So what do I preach again? You didn't remember your pastor saying supernatural. You remember him saying that, okay? So our title is Living in the Supernatural. Living in the Supernatural. I'll be quick. I'll teach for 15 minutes. Then I'll talk for 15 minutes. Then I'll pray for you for 15 minutes. I won't go into, I will take our text from Mark 11. 12 to 14. Mark 11, 12 to 14. Then we look at same Mark 11, 20 to 25. What is the supernatural realm of God? The realm of the supernatural is the realm beyond the reach of science and beyond human explanation. The word supernatural means beyond and above natural. This is where God operates. It is the realm where heaven and earth intermingles. The realm of interaction between God and man. And I want to say to someone, supernaturally, the Lord will meet you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My daddy Sasha said to someone, there will be an overflow. Can you say that?
Amen.
I don't know who you are, but my daddy Sasha said to you, there will be an overflow.
Amen.
The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry, seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf. He went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat from you again." And his disciple heard him say it. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Don't worry, as you're sitting, I need you to bow down your head and say, "Everything troubling my life, I command you wither from the roots." Talk to the Lord for the next 10 seconds. Everything troubling my life, everything troubling my glory, everything troubling my testimony, I command you wither from the roots. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So it shall be in Jesus' name. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart but believe that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." From today, whatever you say will happen in the name of Jesus. Amen. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. I love the Sunday school today. Thank you, Ma. It was a beautiful one. You blessed me. Number one, we'll see that God is a creator of the supernatural. We'll see in Genesis 5:18 to 24. Genesis 5:18 to 24. When Genesis 1 first, God created the heaven and earth, we see him performing the supernatural. As a child of God, you are an instrument of the supernatural. You're not a chaser of supernatural, but you're a worker of supernatural. In Genesis 5:18 to 24, you see translation of Enoch to be with God. He so pleased God so much that God said, "This one is not worth dying. You shouldn't taste death." So when we go to heaven, we will see two guys who didn't taste death, Enoch and Elijah. And when we also go to heaven, we will see two people who didn't have belly button. I want to see them, and that's Adam and Eve. They didn't have belly button. So that one was brought out of Adam's rib, and the other one, God formed him. So nobody gave birth to them. They don't have belly button like me and you will have. In Genesis 7, we see the Noahic flood. In 11, the judgment on the Tower of Babel. In 21, 1 to 8, you see Sarah's conception of Isaac, supernatural. Today, I want to prophesy to you that her wish has taken so long, today it has come to an end. It's the day of harvest and manifestation in the name of Jesus. What are the conditions to encounter the supernatural? Number one, you must be born again. The condition to encounter the supernatural, I'll be quick because I have 10 minutes left on this section. Now you can see in John chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. John chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. Then Titus 3, 4 to 5. Titus 3, 4 to 5. Number two, you must live a holy life. A condition to encounter the supernatural, you must live a holy life. That you can see in Hebrews 12. 14. Hebrews 12, 14. Say, "Pursue peace with all men, as well as holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." Matthew 5, verse 8. Number three, your mouth must be open to speak faith, decree, and declare. Your mouth must be open to speak faith, decree, and declare. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. A mouth that is closed is a mouth that will not see testimony. Even the Bible says, open your mouth and I will fill it. When God needed to create, as mighty as he is, as glorious as he is, he used words. One of the prayers I'll be leading you is to counteract every word you have ever spoken negatively. I want to tell you a story. In my university days, the forerunner was raining. So I saw the forerunner, and I saw one particular one. The forerunner, you know, I grew up loving cars. So I saw the forerunner, and when we see a 4x4, there's something we do. The first thing we look if it has a fender in front of it. Then if it has the, you know, the carrier by the side, if it has the back tire, if the back carries the tire, then if it has very big tires, then we say this is the real thing. So I saw one particular one and I didn't like it. It didn't have the tire at the back. And I say, I don't like this car anymore. When I came into this country, I bought the same car. Believe me, I never drove it for one day. I counteracted my testimony. The same vehicle was in a container I sent to Africa. Till today, I've not seen one pea from that container. It was completely seized. Your mouth can derail your testimony. Kenneth Hagin was saying something. He was praying for a man that was almost 40 years old, and the man was really sick, and he was laying hand and praying for the man, and the Lord says, don't worry yourself about the man, he won't be healed. He now asks why. He said, because the man has said that he doesn't want to live to see his 40th birthday. So the Lord honored the word of his mouth. You know, the Bible said, I will honor the word of your mouth. What are you speaking concerning your children? What are you speaking concerning your spouse? I hear people, when they call their spouse, I shake. There is one that was cursing the spouse, and I marveled at the rate of the curse. And they had three children. I said, you are cursing the one you have three children with. It's really, really bitter experience. Your words must be cautious. The mouth must be open. Genesis 1, you see God speaking. Proverbs 18, 20 to 21. Proverbs 18, 20 to 21. Then number 4, you must serve God with the whole of your heart and please him. Genesis 5, 18 and going, that is the story of Enoch. Why does the supernatural happen? So let's look at, why does the supernatural happen? Number one, God uses the supernatural to exhibit his word, his names, his power, his possibility, his supremacy, his authority, and his mightiness. God uses the supernatural to exhibit the completeness of his glory, the completeness of who he is. God, you know, God likes showing off. He wants to show off who he is, and he wants to do it through you. God wants to show off his power, but he wants to show off his power through you. God wants to show off his wealth. He wants to show off his wealth through you. He says, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. So when God wants to show off, he's looking for a man to show off through. And that person will be you in the name of Jesus. When God needed to destroy the world, he was looking for a Noah. When God needed a man to go for him, he was looking for an Abraham. God at every point in time is looking for a particular man. When he needed a man to stand against the Philistine, he needed a David. When he needed someone to go ahead and stand sure for Israel, he was needing a Joseph. Today, you will be that person that God needs in the name of Jesus. So you can see in Genesis chapter 1, you can see in Genesis 12, 10 to 20, the plague on Pharaoh taking Abraham's wife. He says, Abraham, don't worry, I will fight for you, we'll hold your peace. The plague on Pharaoh. But Abraham didn't need to do anything. God was showing off his supernatural power. You see Sarah's conception. He was showing off his supernatural power. His supremacy in Genesis 21. When you see in Genesis 19, 9 to 11, the angels blind by the sodomites, he was showing his power. Number 2, to catch your attention. God shows his power. He does the supernatural. Why does it happen? To catch your attention. In Genesis 3, 1 to 15, Genesis 3, 1 to 15, the burning bush, it caught the attention of Moses. Moses had been going his way thinking that, you know what, I am my own boss. But God said, wait a minute, I'll catch your attention. God, a lot of things that God is doing in your life, you're going through, is God saying, wait, just let me catch your attention. When God catch the attention of a man, he holds the man tight. When he caught the attention of Moses, no matter what happened, he was still with Moses, even unto death. A lot of things God wants to catch your attention, but you're saying, God, you know what? I am seeing the burning bush, but I don't want to pay attention to you. I don't want to surrender to you. Until a man surrenders all to God, it's probably almost impossible to experience the supernatural. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 to 5, Moses' rod turned a serpent back. In Exodus 4, 6 to 7, Moses' hand became leprous and restored. Now, number 3, to permanently turn bitter situation to a sweet situation. The supernatural happens so that the bitter situation can be turned into a sweet situation. I don't know who you are, what your family situation is, but I promise you one thing tonight, that before I leave here today, that bitter situation will turn to sweet situation in the name of Jesus. I am a prophet, and by the grace of God, I operate on that office. I'm prophesying to you that every bitter situation you have encountered, that bitter situation will turn to sweet situation in Jesus' name. Exodus 15, verse 23 to 25. The bitter water of Marah. The beautiful thing was the solution to the bitter water of Marah was nearby. All of a sudden, no one saw it. But when the prophet came into the place, came into the picture, the solution was made available. Today, you will see your solution in the name of Jesus. You will not be blind to your solution anymore in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bring solution people to you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bring helpers of destiny to you in the name of Jesus. Number 4, to show that he is the provider. The supernatural happens so that God will show that I am the provider. Now you can see in Matthew 14, verse 13 to 21. Matthew 14, 13 to 21. He fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He wants to show, that he is the provider. Are you lacking anything? What is it that you need? He will supernaturally provide for you in the name of Jesus. I don't know you, but I see you being a millionaire in the name of Jesus. I don't know you, but I see you ruling the nation of Wales in the name of Jesus. I don't know you, but I see you standing out in the name of Jesus. I don't know you, but within the next 5 years, you will be part of those who will be the captains of industries in the name of Jesus. Your children will stand out. I say your children will stand out. I say your children will stand out. You will not bury your children. They will not bring you shame. They will not bring you disgrace. They shall be children of glory. In this land, you will excel. And all shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus. He wants to show that he is the provider of husband, the provider of wife, the provider of house, the provider of material spiritual things, the provider of relationship. You know, there are relationships that you cannot exchange with gold. I have a son who has served me so much, I can die for that young man. His name is Farouk Ogunseye. Farouk Ogunseye. That guy, I'm living. There was a lot of disarray as I was living. I said, you just take care. I know he will be the first to come and he will be the last to go. I wasn't surprised how God raised the boy. In 1 year, he bought 3 houses. You will beat his record in Jesus' name. When next they will talk about 1 million, you will say it's chicken change in Jesus' name. In Exodus, let's go to the next one because of time. Number 5, to stop natural occurrence. To stop natural occurrence, I'll stop in that one. Then I believe the Holy Spirit will minister the rest to you. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15 to 20. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15 to 20. The ditches mysteriously filled with water. Say, there will be no rain. I want to prophesy to someone. The lady holding phone there. The things no one has entered in your family, you will enter in the name of Jesus. You like good things. You like your things being special. You like good things. You like it being special. I want to put it in a way, but it might not be for good. God will give you that which will decorate you forever in the name of Jesus. My daddy said, should I say to you, encourage your children? He said, because you will reap a great fruit from them. Amen. So it shall be in Jesus' name. Amen. So the sixth one, I'll give you the sixth one, then I will finish. To show that God is all-seeing, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Jonah chapter 1. Let's look all through all to Jonah also. The tempter's storm from God to arrest the fleeing Jonah. Jonah thought he was escaping, but he didn't know that God was seeing him. So to show that God is all-seeing, omnipotent, and omnipresent. May God bless his word in the name of Jesus. Amen. The second phase of my ministration is talk. I just want to talk. And that's what the Lord told me to do. It's just to talk. By the special grace of God, it's just to talk. You trying to catch my attention? Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. May heaven catch your attention in Jesus' name. The talk I want to talk is quite... Thank you. The season where Newport, Cardiff is today is the season where Bristol was 30 years ago. I came into Bristol 17 years ago. The pastor that pastored me came into Bristol. He came into Bristol, I think, 8 years before me. And he said to me, when they came into Bristol, the houses in Bristol, most of them were boarded off. So they were disused houses, and people were buying the houses for $10,000, $5,000, and they were begging people to take over the houses because they were dilapidating. And people said, who will live in this kind of house? The few ones who were Arabs, who were from the other side of the continent, the Asians, they began to buy the houses. Some of you has even contributed to the man when you didn't have African store here. You know the Malik. Who knows Malik store in Bristol? Stapleton Road, God bless you. That guy has over 200 houses in Bristol. So they began to buy those houses. They were pretty very cheap. And who were in the houses? Africans, Somalians, all the African people who were going to rent from them. And they will put like six of you in one house and you will be paying him and he's taking cash payments. I want to beg you something. This year, by the Time magazine, within the last 5 years, there has been 810,000 millionaires that was raised. 810,000 millionaires. That's about 400 and something every day. When next that count will be counted, you will be more among them in the name of Jesus. Why am I saying this? England and Wales has actually now kissed. There is no more toll gates. The economy is sporadically growing. And I want to say something to you without any offense. If you get offended at me, go talk to your pastor. I won't be here next week. He's the one that invited me. I didn't invite myself. So if you get any offense, see him. He's still very young. Me, I'm beginning to get a lot of gray hair. So there are things I can't listen to anymore. Because when man begins to get some gray hair, there are things you just look and say, can we just pray about it? And when you are still young, you can still box some of those boxing. I just wonder why I wasted time boxing when I can actually say, Why am I saying this to you? I find that a terrain, when I began to mentor men, a lot of African people, what we do, we make money. Our antenna is in Africa. We are body present here. We are spirit living there. We are like ancestors. We never die. An average African is an ancestor. While he's here, he's living. While he dies, become an ancestor. They're still serving cola. And we are living here, and you're not making an impact. Everything you're getting, you're shipping home. You're shipping home. You're shipping home. You're shipping home. Even the Bible says, build houses, live in them. Give your children out to marriage, even in a foreign land. Can I say something to you? While you save your £10,000 to buy a plot of land, and think you bought a plot of land, now you begin for the next 7 years, you're sending money to build that house. Can I give you a trick? Take that your £10,000 and buy a property. 3-bedroom that you can get now. Live in one room, rent out the other 2 rooms. You buy a property now of 120. Now, in the next 3 years, your property will be nothing less than 180 with the speed we are seeing now. The population is increasing. The house, the rate at which they're building house is not increasing. So your property is 180 within the next 2 years. When you want to remortgage, you can now say to the mortgage company, you know what? Give me back my money. The house is now 180. I bought it 120. Can you give me 60,000? They are willing to give you 60,000. So I'm giving you a simple thing to become a millionaire. I want to tell you this. They give you your 60,000. You can decide now to take that 60,000 to put in 3 other properties. So while you put in 3 other properties, someone, that's your second year, someone is still sending money to Africa. They are still sending money to Africa. They are still telling someone, how much is the bag of cement? They say, 600 naira. He say, Brother Femi, our pastor, say he's to his building one store in front of his house. It's 550. So they have been collecting 50 pounds naira from you. And you get angry. And you're calling on your own phone. And the person you're calling is not on WhatsApp. And the person now block you. You now begin to say, Mugbe, you have not paid anything. What am I saying to you? While you're here, you build a portfolio of properties. When you build this portfolio of properties, within the next 5-6 years, and the other guy is busy taking their money home, you can decide to sell one of your property. Take the money and spend 6 months in Africa. Watch what you're building. You will build something 10 times better than what that person has started building long ago. Wisdom is profitable to direct. And I want to say something to you. When you want to buy a house now, look for houses that has land. So that when you buy the house, you can actually border off your own house and sell the spare land or leave it for development later. Now, there are a lot of those privileges here. So much of it. And I want to beg you, if you're qualified to buy a property, please buy. Stop paying rent. There's something that happened in the church I used to be. There were 2 nurses. You wouldn't know them. One was busy renting, continued renting, and the other old mama bought her own property. When they were about to go on retirement to Africa, the other lady packed her things and left. This woman sold her house and had so much money. I almost called her name. The money the woman made shocked me. She had finished paying her mortgage and she sold the house, I think 130 something then. And she had all those money with her. And the woman took the money to Africa. And in Africa, you can put money in bank and they can give you 13%. She put all her money in the bank and they're giving her 13% government bond. And that was what she was living on. So that woman's money is still there. A rollover every time. When she wants to come back, she takes money from there and comes back. And I'll tell you another story before I go to the prayer. I have a friend, Dele Oluwole. He's now in New Zealand. Dele was working with a friend. And Dele is a very wise man. He's into IT. And this young man was with Dele, and the guy was also into IT, and he was working so hard. Dele said, "What's wrong with you? Why are you working this hard? You will finish IT. They pay you $350 a day. You still go and buy cars. You're selling cars. You're doing all those things, side hustle. You know, the guy was doing some side hustle. Every Saturday afternoon, he would teach people IT, coding, all them stuff. They would pay him $500. And Dele said, "Why? Don't you have enough?" He said, "I'm learning a lesson from my father." What was the lesson from his father? His father was those who came to England early and worked on London Underground. He was a cleaner. So the father didn't have trust for anybody in Africa. So he would carry his money along until he saw for sale. Then he would buy a house. So he said, "Let me buy where my eye can see, where my children are. So even if I die, my children have something they can see that is mine, they can grab hold of." A lot of the things you're putting in Africa, some of your children will not even be able to go there. Some of them will be too scared to go there. Some of them are not that streetwise to enter that kind of terrain. The one that is smiling to you today, may God forbid that we don't see you tomorrow. That smile might change. Except they have God in their life. And the young man, this man's father, began to buy a house. And his other friend, who they started the same job, was doing cleaning and sending his money back home. Over time, this guy man retired at 60 and he had 15 houses in London. Till today, this other boy's father is still paying mortgage and still doing cleaning in London Underground. The man is almost 70. Why am I saying this to you? Don't be a late starter. Manage your finances. Don't be a late starter. When now is opportunity for you to buy here? If you don't buy, the time will not wait for you. The property will continue to go. When it gets to the time you will buy it at that rate. They're not going to reduce it from you at that time. What am I saying to you? Put up your finances. Get a place of your own. You're not too small to own 30 properties. Is anyone who agree with me here who want to have 50 at least? God bless you. 50 at least. Why am I saying this to you? You can sleep a poor man today and wake up a millionaire. Another thing I want to say to you is, don't have one source of income. A lot of time, we are so one source of income. And I want to break a news to you that will make you a millionaire. There was something called 1G. That's when they opened the mobile phone. It was just mobile phone. Talk to me, I talk to you. Then there was the 2G. The 2G was the one you see, the Nokia 3310 and the Nokia 3320. Those are our mummies. We understand those phones. 3330. God bless you. So those of you who started using iPhone, that was the phone then. So you can send a bit of text. Today, to download a movie in that phone, it will take you 37 years. To download a movie in that phone. From there, they went to 3G. The 3G phone, you remember when they came, it was the one that had internet, it had colored screen, you can now send a lot of texts and do a lot of stuff. Then come the 4G. Then now is the 5G. The 5G network will break record. If you can invest, find a way to invest into the 5G. Nokia that has died put in over 33 billion. Into it. Billionaires will be raised through the 5G network. The 5G network will enable us to do operation remotely. So I can be in Japan as a medical doctor operating on someone here in England through the 5G. The 5G will enable medical research. It will enable us to grow. Google has connected with the 5G and have developed a computer that can calculate what the present computer can calculate in 30 years. They can calculate in split seconds. So the 3G will enable driverless cars. The technology is so high, and the biggest millionaires today is the tech companies. How many of us have an iPhone? Can you raise your hands up if you have an iPhone? iPhone, please, please, if you have an iPhone, you use an iPhone. I want to see the hands up. Please raise it very well. How many? Sir, do you have an iPhone? You don't use an iPhone. Okay, you're an Android man. God bless you. Of you that have an iPhone, stand up, please. Stand up, please. Be quick. I don't have time. You know my time? I don't have time. Your pastor give me 45 minutes. If I finish on this, I come down. How many of you that are standing has a share in iPhone? You don't have a share in iPhone. So you are paying in your money and other people are taking your money. How many of you that are standing has a share in other tech company? So you just use iPhone, use the technology, and people are taking your money. How many of you has bond in, that you're investing your money? If you had put your money in Netflix, if you had put £1,000 in Netflix 10 years ago, you'll be looking at developing the technology, you'll be looking at having £132,000. There are new technology coming up. Why are we not wise enough to key into it? Why are we not doing anything? The economy is growing here in Wales and no one is doing anything. We just keep quiet. When can we all come together and say, you know what? We're taking the land. And I want you all to hear me. Start your own business. Start your own business. You have an idea. There is something inside of you. Start your own business. You have an idea. Start it. Can we be seated, please? Sorry if I embarrass you. And you know one thing is that people talk us out of business. And I don't want you to make a mistake I've seen a lot of Africans make. When we make a business, we do a business that just profits only Africans. Think outside of the box. Create an online presence. Do something totally different. Must it be only Nigeria we are thinking of? Only Ghana, only Togo we are thinking of? Take a walk to China. Call your wife and darling, let's just have 10 days in China and see what they are doing and come back with good ideas. If you put your money in Amazon 10 years ago, you put £1,000, you're looking at about £52,000 in Amazon. Where are we putting our money? If you put your money in Microsoft has actually invested over $55 billion in 5G. So that's why you see them, they keep growing, they keep getting better. So I encourage us to be wise, to be wise, to be wise, and invest. It's time to invest. Let's teach our children how to invest. And I'll tell you my personal story. So let's just say, Pastor, what about you? It was a few months ago, I bought my daughter a trainers, and I went into her room and I was actually crying. Why was I crying? Because for almost 8 years, I never bought them new clothes. I was buying them car boot. We would buy the clothes. My wife would buy the clothes, come back home, wash it. Then I would pray over the clothes as the priest of the house. And I would anoint it, and they would wear it. So they started growing. So I just said, okay, let me do something. What was I doing? I came to my senses 5 years, 6 years back, and I said, I'm not doing anything back home to Nigeria. I began to invest in here. And I'll tell you, it has profited me. I've tasted both sides. I made a sacrifice. But that sacrifice has benefited me. And I'm telling you, there is a benefit in this land. This is a land flowing with milk and honey. It's a land of opportunity. It's a land of greatness. It's a land of mightiness. It's a land where you wake up and become great. And to our young ones, I beg you, develop an app. Develop something. But if you're into technology, develop something for us. We want to see your name. We want you to become a mentor to the ones coming. So we beg you, and I know by the grace of God, when next I'll come here, it will be done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let us stand up as we begin to pray.